Glad to have a few minutes to squeeze in a story I caught sight of on News24 a little while ago that really made me smile. You know, in a perfect world, every school in the city would be well-resourced with everything from decent play areas and good sports facilities to enough textbooks and learning materials and a fully equipped computer lab. But we know that that is not the reality. Reality is many of our schools have very little of the above. Some of them have none of the above. And this is why I loved so much the story I read on News 24 a while ago about a former call center agent turned teacher who tapped into his former job and his former business network to help improve conditions at the school where he's now posted. It is a story that really speaks to the concept of paying it forward and taking the opportunities you've been afforded to make a positive difference in the lives of other people. So on the line with me is Thabo Mayosi, who used to work as a call center agent at National Debt Advisors while he was studying through UNISA. He completed his psychology degree, then went on to do a postgraduate teaching conversion and took up a job at Delft South Primary School, which is where we pick up on the story. Thabo, thank you so much for joining us on Cape Talk this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Did you always want to be a teacher, or is it a dream that came to you later in life?
Look, the idea was to study psychology, mm-hmm. right? So that's why I did psychology. So later on, while I was working as a call center agent, I moved on to work for the education department at head office. That is when my love for teaching, when I used to work with teachers and everything, that is where my love for teaching came into play. So that is where I fell in love with teaching.
Okay. And you then went on to do that postgraduate qualification and become a teacher yourself. How excited were you when you heard you'd been posted to teach the grade 5 class at Delft South Primary?
You know, I was very excited. You know, I was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to making a change, to make an impact in society, you know, and to improve, you know, the education, improve the education system. You know, so I was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to making an impact. You know, I was looking forward to providing, to bring about change into the community of Delft.
Okay. Thabo, what did you find when you were first deployed at the school in terms of the facilities that you were working in? Describe for us what the school is like.
Look, when I got here at Delft South Primary, all right, it was a newly built school coming out from an old school. All right, so the school was finished in 2017, so it's got new infrastructure. So when I got here, the school had a computer lab without any computers. So that is when I saw that there's a need for computers at school, because computers is what connects people in the world that we're living in. All right. So basically, if you're not computer literate, the country itself is facing a problem. So seeing that I used to work for National Debt Advisors, that is when I reconnected with SIB, Sebastian Alexanderson. He's the CEO of National Debt Advisors. We had a meeting. We had lunch and we had meetings. So that is when I laid down the challenges that the school has. And we took it from there. He didn't waste any time. In about 2 months, he brought 10 computers. And about a month or two later, he brought another 10 computers. So that is basically how we established a computer lab.
I mean, I just love this. So you saw, here's this beautiful computer room with no computers inside it. I'm going to turn to somebody who I know has better resources, namely my previous CEO. And his response is an unequivocal, yes, we will help. Tell us what the impact has been on the kids at your school, Thabo. So they now have a computer lab with 20 working computers in it. What has that opened in terms of opportunities for you in the way that you teach and the skills that you're sharing with them?
Look, basically, computers, as I mentioned, is very important, all right, because we need resources to make education come alive in the classroom, all right? Without quality education, you're not building a very strong country, all right? So computers has been set up. You know, we're in the process of utilizing them. All right, so basically what happened is actually we need more, right, in terms of musical instruments and all the other resources, because Look, you must remember this is under this school is coming from underprivileged society, right? So we don't have adequate resources to utilize in order to make education come alive in the classroom. So these computers that National Debt Advisors that donated to our school is a very, 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 very great initiative. And as I'm very passionate about education, it's something that I want to keep on doing, you know, for other schools as well. But as I'm teaching here at Del South, it's not only Del South Primary that has this problem. It's many schools in the township that has this problem. But seeing that I'm stationed here in Del South Primary, so this is where I want to start and branch it out to other schools as well.
That's fantastic. And I mean, and hats off to Sebastian Alexanderson and the team at National Debt Advisors for rising to the challenge you put to him so magnificently. I know in order to make full and sort of maximum use of the computer lab, you need good, consistent connectivity to the internet and a Wi-Fi signal. Is that something you've managed to get set up yet, or is it still a work in progress?
That's still a work in progress. The department is on that. All right, the team has come out and they've inspected the whole school. So that is in the pipeline. The education department is on that.
Okay. What about security for that lab? Tabo, we know, unfortunately, that any kind of installation of new equipment like that potentially makes a school a target for those who would steal it and sell it. Is it something that worries you?
Yes, yes, of course, of course. Look, the school in a very tight budget, it's doing the best that it can, right? So basically, they've installed two cameras at the gate, but obviously that's not enough, right? So anyone that can assist, any company that can assist with regards to beefing up the security in order to protect the resources that's being donated to us, as I mentioned, we're coming from an impoverished society, right? The school is in trouble. So burglary and breaking in is something that is up on the high, very, very common. You know, so beefing up security and all of that is something that we need.
Mm-hmm. Tabo, I mean, the bigger picture here is one of an individual teacher. I mean, many teachers would have looked at the school and gone, gosh, I work in an under-resourced area and it's a pity we don't have those facilities. You looked at the same challenge and went, who do I know who can help solve this, and tapped into your network. What's the sort of bigger picture message you'd like to share with others, not necessarily other educators, but those who see an obvious need in their communities, about your own role in helping to fulfill that need?
Look, the message that I always try to bring across is that never give up on kids. You know, the kids need us. You know, the kids need teachers that are passionate with what they're doing, not just because they are there to get a salary. If you're there to get a salary, education is not for you, right? You need to be passionate, all right? You need to love kids, and you need to love child development, you know, and you need to be able to work with kids. You know, so for me, child development, youth development, society development is very important, because those are the bases of building a strong country and a strong community. You know, so if you were a teacher, you need to model. These kids need to model you, you know, so basically you need to lead. You know, so basically the message that I'm trying to cross is that, you know, trying to bring across is that teachers need to work with kids, needs to love them, you know, and try, always try and give their best when working with kids.
Tabo Mayosi, thank you for the example that you are setting at Delft South Primary School. Tabo is the former call center agent, now teacher, who took upon himself to find a way to get their computer lab stocked with computers. And as a result of his efforts, 20 computers are now in place, which are available to those children. We applaud you for the effort, Tabo. Thank you so much for speaking to me this afternoon, and good luck to you and your class.
All right, thank you. If anyone would like to assist with regards to assisting with any resources, assisting with anything, you can email me on tabomayosi@gmail.com. And another thing that I'd like to point out again is I would like to salute National Debt Advisors for the work that they've done. Keep up the good work, and we really appreciate what it's done for the school.
Absolutely. Thabo Mayosi, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Teacher of the grade 5 class at Delft South Primary School and the man they can all thank for a computer lab which is now finally stocked with 20 computers. Thanks so much to National Debt Advisors for the role they played in that story.